Christmas your way with Baker's Delight. 101.9.
This is the Fox. One of the most exciting things in the last couple of weeks has been the announcement that cinemas are open. Yes. And I have seen a preview for a movie that is going to be out on New Year's Day, and this is an absolute ball terror. This is going to be a brilliant film. I can't get enough of it, and it stars our wonderful guest, Eric Banner. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Eric, you got me with that trailer. That the suspense of that trailer, I'm counting down the days. Forget the Boxing Day test. I just want to sit in a cinema and watch The Dry.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, look, we're really, really thrilled. And I think the trailer does do a really good job of depicting the kind of movie we've made. You know, it's a mystery with some great characters at the centre of it. And we got to adapt a book, which is, as you know, very much beloved. So we're thrilled to be able to finally bring it to the big screen.
Well, it is. I mean, Jane Harper's award-winning international bestseller, The Dry. You, as a producer, was this a project? Did you read the book? Did you want to get involved? Were you behind getting it up?
Yes, I'd read the book, and I share an office with the director and a very close friend of mine, Rob Connolly. And Rob just walked in one day and said, I think I'm going to direct The Dry. And I said, well, I think I'll be in it with you then. How's that? And so I just twisted his arm and cast myself in the lead role. And then away we went. And I was thrilled. It was a great opportunity. We had some great people behind it. Bruna Papandrea, who had gotten the rights to the book sometime earlier. And so we all knew each other and all wanted the same kind of end result. And away we went.
You play a federal agent, mate, and you go back to your hometown after 20 years. Now, if I went back to my hometown after 20 years, there'd be a few skeletons in the closet. What does a federal agent have to deal with when he gets back?
Yeah, it does have that element of kind of, you know, the old school reunion. He's someone who grew up in this little country town and is now working in the city, and he gets a call that his best friend from his childhood is dead and his family's dead. And he has to return for the funeral. And whilst he's there, the parents of his best friend ask him to look into what appears to be a murder-suicide, but we come to learn that it may be something else. So at its core, it's about a guy returning to his home roots, and we discover that he's not really welcome and we're not really sure why.
And Eric, filmed here in your wonderful home state, Victorian, regional Victoria. I know you were filming at the start of the year. Were you impacted by COVID and the restrictions, or had you wrapped?
No, we were really lucky. So we filmed this last year before the drought had broken, which served us really well, because we, you know, an essential part of the story is that this town is absolutely crippled and drought stricken. So we shot out in the Mallee-Wimmera region of Victoria last year before the drought broke in the early part of 2019, which now we are so thrilled that we got that opportunity to make the film completely uncompromised in a normal environment, and that we're able to release it now. So, no, our timing could not have been better.
Now, mate, for all the diehard fans of Jane Harper's The Dry, does the movie follow the novel completely?
Very much so.
Yep.
Yeah. So Rob and I felt when we read the book that it had really great cinematic potential. And one of the biggest challenges was just whilst trying to open the story up to be, you know, a big piece of cinema, being really true to the book, because it had so many great elements to it. And the core center of the mystery, obviously, we wanted to keep intact, and we wanted to keep all the Jane Harper fans happy, which was, you know, a real goal of ours.
There's a book called Fev, in my own words.
Oh, here
if you
we
want
go.
To have a read of that.
Here we go.
And just have a little browse over, because I think
know.
You might be able to turn that into a movie.
Oh, I don't
and
know
you
if it
could
has
probably
legs.
Play the star.
He
I reckon.
Casts you all the time, Eric.
Do you mind if I'm not a producer on that one?
All my hopes and dreams have just been dashed.
Look, I think casting might be quite difficult. You might think it's easy, but you're quite a unique man, Fev. And I think it would present some casting challenges.
I reckon you could nail it.
He really wants you. But Eric, and I, you know, I'm not making light of this. Cinemas is one thing that I think people have really missed. And I know that that was one thing that I think a lot of people really want to get back out there and go and do now. You were locked down here in Melbourne. How has that been for you? And has it impacted any of your plans, or was it okay for you being sort of stuck at home?
Yeah, no, I you know, when this all broke out, I just kind of figured, well, that's work done for 2 years, you know. So I just kind of took a very, very long-term view But, you know, like everyone else in Melbourne, my swear jar was very, very full. I got a couple of new ones in and filled them up as well. It's been a frustrating old time. But, you know, we're thrilled now to be at the point where, particularly because obviously every other state, their cinemas have been open, right? It was just us that was at this extreme end. Mm. So now that Victorian cinemas are going to be opening up and we get a chance to share the film with Victorian audience, we're thrilled because essentially, as you mentioned, you know, we shot the film here in Victoria. It's very important to us that Jane's fans here in Victoria get to see the film, and so that's a great thing.
Well, everyone's looking forward to getting to the movies, and this is the one that you should be starting with. It is The Dry, Eric Banner, The Dry, in cinemas on the 1st of January. And can we just say, as fans are streaming in lockdown, Dirty John, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of people that will have seen that in lockdown is crazy, Eric, isn't it? I mean, the numbers would have been astronomical.
Yeah, the mask is quite helpful, actually.
Good on you, mate. Eric Banner, The Dry, in cinemas.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks, mate.
101.9 The Fox.
We're still reeling from the block results. And in actual fact, if you think about what happened on the block the other night with all four properties being sold way above reserve, it seems like a great note for the Melbourne property market, which we were worried about through COVID-19, yeah, the pandemic. Oh, yeah. But we spoke to Danny Wallace, who bought three of the properties and dropped a lazy $12 million on Sunday. And, gee, he was an interesting chat. We're going to play some grabs because his strategy of bidding. Remember what happened when he, on the live auction, went up by $960,000, nearly $1 million, and even the auctioneer didn't understand.
Opening bidder offer to start.
3.2.
$4,200,001.
Sorry, I think I've gone a bit better here.
3.2.
3.2?
I said 4.2.
4.2. Oh,
4.2?
Yeah.
What?
$910,000.
You're joking. That's jumping nearly $1 million in one bid. When we spoke to him yesterday, I asked him directly what his bidding strategy was. Danny, what was going through your head when you jumped it up over $900,000?
Just to have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
This guy's amazing.
He is so unique. To have fun, he threw an extra million. And then remember, Fev, when we were asking him about had he gone in and viewed the property?
Because I thought if you're going to spend $4.2 million on a property and then spend 12 on three, you probably would have a look inside, see what the bedroom's like, see what the toilet's like, the bathrooms, the kitchen.
You'd think he'd do
the Canara.
I don't actually go into what houses I buy, because I don't like going and seeing what people live like. I just buy them on the outside.
You're amazing. Wow.
Doesn't like seeing how people live.
Well, just have a look. I mean, they were actually brand new. You wouldn't have been invading anyone's privacy.
No one had lived in there before.
Have a look, mate.
Do you know what? We're going to open the phone lines 131060. We want to hear your auction stories. What have you witnessed at an auction? How did your auction go? Have you been at one with Danny? Because Danny is a guy you'd want to be at an auction with him because it would be entertaining.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, and do you ever find, and I've been to auctions over my lifetime. I've bought my house at an auction. And you know, there's just sometimes a guy turns up with dark glasses and a suit jacket and you go, I don't know about that guy. Like, I'd love to hear, have you had strategies? Have you put plants in? Have you got your, cause I've gotten my dad to do the bidding.
Oh,
yeah, I just
wouldn't
stand
do it
there.
People, I remember I did my bidding when I went to buy a house.
Yes, that's right.
And he just wanted to beat me because of me. So that was a mistake.
Right.
Smart you got your dad.
Actually, we spoke to the woman, the wife of the guy that beat you, and she basically said that when they saw you there. Yeah, you can't turn up to an auction.
Still haven't built the house yet, so paid overs.
13, 10,
remember
60.
When you go to like actual auctions, as a charity auctions, and there's that one guy that always bids on everything and wins? Frustrating, but it's all going to charity. I bought something at a charity once.
Yeah.
And remember Toadfish made me go higher?
That's right. Yes.
And I had to pay 12 grand for a trip and I only bid like four.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. See, you and I have something quite similar because I have that competitive streak too of not wanting to lose. And then you go, yes, I got it. And then you hear from the realtor, well, you know, you paid over the value of the property. What?
131060, what happened at the auction is the question we're asking on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
We had a chat with Danny Wallace, the guy that bought three of the properties on the block and dropped $12 million on Sunday. And when we asked him what his technique was when he jumped up nearly $1 million in one bid, like you can go up by 1,000. He went up by nearly $1 million. This was his reaction. Danny, what was going through your head when you jumped it up over $900,000?
Just to have a bit of fun.
Yes.
This guy's amazing. Mate.
I mean, people have really interesting auction techniques. Mm. You can witness things that are jaw-dropping at an auction. Things can go pear-shaped. At an auction, Lynn from Berwick. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hey, Lynn, what happened at an auction?
So I was buying a property on my own and I didn't want to register it as a bidder because I just didn't want that pressure when I got there, just in case I changed my mind. Mm. So when I got there and they called the second to last bid, I suddenly put my hand up, and because I hadn't registered, they were a little bit anxious about me doing that. So they stopped the auction, took me to the back of the house and said, you do realise you've got to put a 10% deposit down on this house today. It's an auction. I went, yes, that's right. And he said, well, how can we be guaranteed of that? And I opened up my handbag and had $70,000 in there in cash.
Gee, what was their reaction?
They said, right, back to the bidding, and I won the house. So I was pretty happy.
Jeez.
Wow. You, Lynn, yeah. Gee, can I just ask you, that trip from the bank to the auction, were you nervous with $70,000 in your bag?
I was really nervous. Very nervous. I had it hidden under my car seat to start with and then just took my handbag in with a strap over me. So, yeah, it was good. It was the most adrenaline I've ever felt, I must say.
I bet. Just reminds me, when I bought my house, I remember on the morning I thought I had a checkbook and then I couldn't find a checkbook and I went, oh, this is a problem. I don't have a checkbook.
Remember the checkbooks?
Yeah.
Mate, that's amazing.
I know,
checkbook.
Yeah.
That's,
well, you prefer a checkbook over what Lynn did. I mean, I would need briefcases full of cash.
I went straight from the tab and nearly tried to buy a house and then bought the house and lost it about 4 months later.
Oh, great story, Lynn. Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Fifi, Fev and Byron. How are you going?
We're great, Jody. What's happened at an auction?
Okay, so this is my mum. She decided that she's been living in her house for over 60 years. She's 80 years old and she saw this house and thought, I'm going to go. And so we went with her and she's in a walker. So we're sitting there at the walker and they start the auction and everyone's bidding and she's just got her hand down and we're looking at her thinking, okay, maybe she's just having a look. Next thing you know, sitting there in her walker, the brakes come off. She's rolled down the driveway and she's put her hand up going, I'm bidding now. I'm bidding. And pull it back up. It was very funny. So she won the house.
Oh, phew!
Jeez.
Yeah, 80-year-old woman, and in her walker, off she goes down the driveway, hand up.
That's amazing.
Good on
her.
I'm so glad she got it. When she started bidding, did anyone go over her, or maybe they thought she was so impressive let her have it?
Everyone just started laughing and getting the auction. Goes, I haven't seen anything like it.
Yeah, that's too good. People are like, I'll hold my bids. Yeah, no, that's too good.
I've seen a little old lady go down in a walker. I'm done.
Yeah, have the house.
She's going to beat me. I'm done.
Oh, that's great. Mel in Sunbury. Hi, Mel.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. What happened at an auction?
So hubby and I were on eBay and all I said to him was, I want this indoor plant. Whatever you do, do not make me miss out. It ends in like 4 hours. I want this plant. I want this pot. I cannot get it anywhere else. Make sure you win it. So long and behold, I come home the end of the day and my phone was going off saying, oh, someone's put a higher bid and whatever. And I was panicking, thinking, well, maybe he's not doing what I've asked and he hasn't put in a bid. So long and behold, I'm there bumping up as I'm going on the road and through my appointments and jotting through running around with the kids. I get home and got a notification saying I had lost the bid, that the auction was over and I didn't secure this indoor pot and plant that I wanted. No. I was livid. I was beside myself. I'm like, I told you all I wanted was this pot. I asked for one simple thing. He's like, no, I won it. Like, oh, I was bidding on it all day. He's like, well, why were you bidding if you told me to bid on it? Go through all of our history and he overpaid like $180.
You were bidding against each other.
Against each other, yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Did you see, you probably haven't, Fev, it's just a bit of celebrity goss.
I did accidentally read it.
What do you mean?
What you're going to do.
Oh, really?
I've read it because I don't understand how this is happening. And when I saw it yesterday because I was on Daily Mail for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
Might have been my daughter was in there for something. And I was trying to get her article. And I come across this and I went, it was never going to happen.
Well, we're talking Zac Efron. Mm. So Zac Efron has been living in Australia. He's filming something in Adelaide at the moment. Gee, a lot happening in Adelaide. So he's gone over to Adelaide as Adelaide went into lockdown. But he, of course, famously, because it all gets reported in the press and the Paps take photos, he'd been dating his Australian girlfriend, Vanessa. And Vanessa's a Werribee girl, in fact. She was a waitress at Byron Bay Cafe. They've ended up in a relationship. But now there's rumours that they've split. Mm. And I was actually feeling for her when I saw these rumours yesterday, because I just think she, you know, if it hasn't worked and they've moved on, and what, they dated for maybe 6 months, a year, you know, she'll probably always, oh, you dated Zac Efron. Like, that won't leave her.
No way.
Whereas he'll move on and no one will mention Vanessa. But for her, you know, she'll, I don't know, might marry someone else one day, and the groomsman at the wedding will go, remember when you were dating Zac Efron and you stepped down to my mate?
It's like someone we know, like, remember Millsy was with Paris Hilton.
Exactly.
No one ever, Paris Hilton, going, you're with Millsy. Everyone that sees Millsy, you're with Paris Hilton.
Literally.
Actually, and that was how long ago? She was asked about it and she denied. Yeah. She said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, and they were on the balcony together. Saw the pictures.
But you're right. See, that's why I sort of felt for Vanessa. And then I was thinking, it is hard if you're a civilian or a normal person and you date a star.
Mm.
And let's be honest, stars and celebrity have varying degrees of status. What do you mean? Oh, you're talking about yourself.
Okay, here we go.
But because you've got celebrities like Zac Efron,
big star.
Then you've got Nassar from Married at First Sight season 3. Like, you know, there's lots of different, but 131060, we'd love to hear from you.
A bit harsh on Nassar, but anyway. Continue.
If you've dated, no, I reckon I pop Nassar exactly where he needed to be.
Okay. Telv also springs to mind.
Telv, yes.
Yep.
Have you dated a celebrity? And we are taking any stand. We're not expecting anyone to have dated a Hollywood
Steve
star.
Steve the Barber.
Steve, yes.
Oh, Steve the Barber from MAFS. Yeah. Well, if you've dated Steve the Barber, give us a call from MAFS. He's a great bloke.
And there's all sorts of levels of acting. There's, you know, Home and Away stars. Yep. There doesn't have to be Zac Efron, the Hollywood movie stars. And we even the other day, remember the other day, and mind you, we'll be very loose with the term dating, because we got Tamisha on the line, and Tamisha talked about, well, it was a near running with Nelly.
He pulled me aside and put me through all this security to chat with me. And he's like, oh, do you want to come up to my hotel room? And I was just like, I've got a boyfriend.
You don't expect that from somebody that's a star, do you? Come to my hotel?
No.
Tamisha, so you're...
I didn't know what to say.
Well, you didn't go to his hotel room?
No.
Well done. Nelly. So Tamisha could have, if she'd gone to his hotel room and she wasn't with her boyfriend, she could have rung now and gone,
I dated Nelly.
I had a date with
sort
Nelly.
Of dated
it was
Nelly.
One day, probably.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm even prepared to put this under our regular segment, Byron. We may need it, because we're asking a lot of somebody to admit that they've had a date.
Okay.
Or a hookup with a famous person.
You want it to be a we've got one,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, I reckon it might need to be.
Great. Well, you should have warned me, because I don't have the jingle ready.
Hey, would it be like when I first started this show when Dave was working here, and I told you guys, I think it was like the first week, that I was with her.
You told me a story that you were with Renee Zellweger, and I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. But that was before I knew who you really were.
So, but if that really happened, that'd be sweet.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But it didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
It was one of the
so unfortunately,
many
it means we will push on.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got
so you're just looking for one caller to answer the question.
Have you dated a famous person?
Dated.
A celebrity.
Great.
Been on a date.
Great.
I mean, relationship would be amazing, but you'd hope that they have more discretion than that. We'll take anything.
131060 is the number. We will see if anything comes through here on the phones and come back after this.
1019 The Fox.
They were all very memorable additions. All those questions have been asked here on We've Got One, but we're ready for another one.
Yeah, we are. We're asking, have you dated a celebrity? Now, I did say, because I thought the great thing about most relationships with celebrities is discretion's involved, so I didn't think many people would call, and maybe this was a We Got One, and I think we might have one.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. Here we go.
We got one!
Wow.
Madeline in Cranbourne. Hey, Madeline.
Hello, how you going?
Great. Madeline, what story have you got? Was it you who dated a celebrity?
Unfortunately not, but it was my auntie. I remember she shared a story with us one Christmas that I could have had Uncle Daryl Braithwaite.
She dated Daryl in her 20s.
Yes, she dated Daryl Braithwaite for quite a few years, and then met her husband.
Wow, that's a great story. Oh my, does your uncle enjoy her trotting that story out all the time?
he didn't look too impressed. No.
Daryl Braithwaite would be his nemesis.
Oh, mate, imagine horses and parties when that comes out.
Oh, triggers.
She looks at him and goes, I could have had him.
Imagine all the royalties from those songs.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, thank you
so much. That's a great story, Madeline. Thank you.
Hang on a minute.
No worries.
Would you believe it?
We got one.
Sorry, that's the whole opener. Would you believe it?
We got one!
Billy in Geelong. Hey, Billy.
G'day, mate.
Yeah, Billy, now tell us. This is your auntie as well. Who's your auntie dated?
My auntie dated Axel Whitehead, the old presenter for Australian Idol.
Your auntie did?
Sensational. Wow.
You don't? Yeah. That's fascinating. Is your auntie, I mean, a similar age to you? Axel said, would he be?
Maybe in his 30s.
He's been in his 30s, wouldn't he?
Yeah, my auntie's only 20 years older than me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sweet.
Ooh. Wow, mate, Axel.
On our board here, it says AW, and I was going to say, because the song was on, I was going to say, oh, that's Axel Whitehead, and it literally was. So he's down, he'd be down in your...
How did you even guess from AW,
because
Axel
I'm trying to think
Whitehead?
Of,
any other celebrities.
AW,
yeah.
I was thinking real random AW, and I'm like...
Even I
thought Andrew Walker. That was another one that went to my head, who was I played footy with.
How long did she date Axel for, Billy?
Oh, they dated for a couple of years, I think.
Oh, wow. Did you ever get to hang out with him?
Yeah, so the first time I met him was actually at my other auntie's wedding. That's how I remember it.
Wait,
so clearly. My
auntie's doing some damage. Jeez. Getting around some celebs.
What was his most famous incident? It was an unfortunate.
It was at the ARIA Awards. He was hosting the ARIA Awards.
Mm.
And I think he that's one way of putting it. I would have said exposed himself.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Billy, were you around? Was your auntie around for that controversy?
I do not think so.
Okay, just checking.
She might have distanced herself after that.
That's an extraordinary story.
It is. Thanks, Billy.
Would you believe it?
I can't believe it.
We got one!
Whoa, Kate in Pakenham. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Kate. We have just got word. We don't know who this is, but you're currently dating a celebrity. Is that right?
Yes, and you actually mentioned him before as one of the not as famous celebrities.
Who are you dating?
Tell Williams.
Oh, yes! Wow. Telv!
Hey, what are the chances of us saying Telv and you're dating Telv?
That's why I started laughing and thought I have to give them a call.
Congratulations to Telv and Kate.
So how long have you and Telv been together?
We technically on and off for about 2 years, but officially for a year.
Well, he doesn't live here, because I remember flying back from Perth and he was on my flight coming back to Melbourne.
I know, he told me.
Yep,
there you go. Tell's name checking for
him. He walked past.
Oh, Kate, that is brilliant. Yeah. Oh, thank you for calling. We really enjoy that.
Going out on a high there. Congratulations and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
Good stuff. How about that?
He's a long way away.
We said, if you're dating Telv, give us a call. And Kate called us. I still can't believe that.
Celebrate Christmas your way with Baker's Delight.